Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Let me tell you what helped me get through a stressful 4 days. It was an offhand comment that said, "Well, sure doesn't take much for you young people to suffer." Let me explain. But first, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I'm Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series. These are mini episodes that air between our regular full-length Monday and Saturday episodes so we can take some time together every single day to just reconnect to where we want our effort, our attitude, our actions to go today. So we don't get distracted by everything that is happening in our lives, come up for air on Sunday night and go, ugh, wasn't such a great week. We want to really be intentional about connecting daily with what we're trying to do and why. So I was listening to this podcast and it was kind of this almost dead air moment, offhand conversation, almost like they hadn't even started the show yet. And this guy was sharing that he was visiting with his wife's grandmother, who's in her, let's say, late 80s, early 90s. And the grandmother was saying, you know, how are you kids doing? The man and his wife. And he was like, oh, you know, it's busy. Work is super busy. You know, so-and-so is in school and taking care of the kid. Like, it's just, we're just, you know, going from sunup to sundown. It's nonstop, stressful. And the grandmother looked at him and said, wow, sure doesn't take much for you young people to suffer. And honestly, it got me. That phrase got me. It made me think about my grandmother passed away a couple years ago when she was 102, 101, 102. And a few years before that, when we knew she was, of course, coming to the end of her natural life, I interviewed her. Because she had a fascinating life. And I remember asking her, Grammy, what was it like to go through the Great Depression? And she looked at me and she said, it really wasn't that bad. And it struck me as so interesting because she didn't come from money. She never had money in her life of, you know, any sort of notable amount. She worked as a toll booth operator to make ends meet. She worked as a crane operator on a naval shipyard. She did a lot of things. She had to work hard in her life. And I know that if she was still here now, the things that stress me out, she would see as huge privileges and blessings. And it's very true that generationally, I think we've taken on a very different meaning of suffering. And for me, it hits close to home because, you know, when my daughter died unexpectedly and I was a first-time mom, totally in love with my new child. And then I had to hold her and say goodbye to her. That's suffering. So much of the rest of the stuff day to day that we get all worked up about, it's not suffering. And so this past week, I spent 4 days with my kids at my mom's house while my husband tore up our floors, replaced all our floor joists, and was laying down new floors. And it was not an easy 4 days from a parenting standpoint because my house is set up for 3 kids under 3. My mom's house is not set up for 3 kids under 3. And I felt like for 4 days, I was just racing from one kid to the next so that they didn't break something or break themselves. And I was overstimulated. My nerves were shot. And every time I wanted to complain about it, this line popped through in my head. Sure doesn't take much for you young people to suffer. Here I am with 3 beautiful, healthy children. Here I am able to stay at my mom's house, have her willing to take us in and totally disrupt our lives for 4 days. Here I am upgrading the floors in my home and saving tons of money because my husband is skilled enough to do it. That's not suffering. I can convince myself that it's suffering because I can't work on those days because it's nonstop, because my kids aren't sleeping as well in a different environment. But that's not suffering. So I wanted to put this out there because so often we convince ourselves we're suffering and then we use that as a reason that we should spend money, that we should eat poorly, that we should skip workouts, that we should binge watch Netflix. But maybe this will resonate with you as much as it did with me. Sure doesn't take much for you young people to suffer. This is an example of a mindset upgrade, and this is why I created 10X Mindset. It's a 30-day program. It's super affordable. It delivers one daily action item to your inbox every single day for 30 days, 30 different action items so that you can rise above your current way of thinking and create new results. So if you haven't been through it yet, go to primalpotential.com/10x and you can learn more about it and get started today. I'll see you tomorrow.